Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on the line with Sam Davis, the defense attorney for Deonna Davis. And Sam, at the time you and I are talking, it's a few hours removed from the federal judge's announcement that Deonna can be released from jail. And you know, we heard the arguments in court today, and the judge obviously said there wasn't a lot of compelling evidence that the prosecution had. And if you could recap Tuesday, what happened and how thrilled you are for your client to be able to go home.
Well, I'm very happy that she's going to be able to go home to her children and her husband and the rest of her family, as well as, you know, to get the treatment that I believe is necessary for her to heal properly, both psychologically and physically. We're elated about that. There's still much work to be done. I'm glad that the judge, could see what we saw. That there are multiple layers to what happened, multiple dynamics to play, and we don't have all the intel to be able to make an accurate assessment at this time. I don't think no one does. So.
As we look ahead towards what the future is for Deonna, I know you and I touched upon it a little bit in a past interview, but the family has already posted the bond for both federal and state. Is that correct?
Well, the state court bond has been posted as of maybe an hour or so ago, and the judge outlined he has requirements in order for us to do the surety bonds. There are some affidavits that need to be executed and some information that has to be accumulated, but we're in the process of doing that right now. That's to be done in short order. Be mailed electronically. Will be mailed electronically within the hour, most likely. So I'm anticipating that once that's done, if pretrial services hasn't already gone to evaluate the home, the judge has given them a 48-hour window in which to do so. And once that's done, then she's primed to be released.
So 48-hour window, that puts us to Thursday at the very latest that she would be home?
Yes, although I don't anticipate pretrial services taking that long. Generally, my experience with them is that they're pretty efficient. And once that order came out, I know they said that once the state bail was satisfied, the state bail requirement was satisfied, then they would move ahead with the evaluation of the home. That's happened, so I can't imagine them not, you know, taking more than, I don't think they're going to take the entire 48 hours. I think they'll be done with what they have to do by, I wouldn't be surprised if it's done by lunch tomorrow, if not the end of the day tomorrow.
Gotcha. So just so I make sure I understand it on my end, you know, if in a perfect world, everything could have been done to today, at the very latest, it's going to be Thursday, but, you know, with the way that the world is right now and then the additional information that Judge Velardo wanted, you know, realistically, it's going to be tomorrow midday that Deonna gets out and back to her family, right?
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about what's next for Deonna?
No, just, you know, just to keep an open mind. Like I said, this is something that could happen to any one of us. A quick run to the store. I want everybody to continue to pray for the trooper that was hurt. You know, want him to know that this was an accident, you know, that the community didn't want him hurt, wasn't trying to kill him, you know. I'm not saying that for, you know, the legal purposes. I'm saying that as a citizen of the community, a member of the community, I want him in his private thoughts to know that we didn't want him dead. You know, I think that's something that our law enforcement, you know, officials, members of law enforcement in the community that serve the community need to know that. We applaud officers that do the job correctly.
And then, sorry, go ahead.
And I don't believe he, I don't know exactly what happened on that evening, but I don't fault him. And I just want him to know once again that, as at least for myself, and I believe my client as well, we wish him no ill will and we wish him a speedy recovery.
And then actually the last question that I have for you is just kind of looking ahead, the state regarding the state charges against her, the attempted murder and the aggravated assault charges, that's all dependent on the grand jury, right? And then the federal charges of the gun possession, do you have an idea of when her next court date is supposed to be for that?
I don't have that at the ready. I've got to look at the scheduling order, which I don't have in front of me right now. With regard to the state case, I really don't have a lot of faith that she won't be indicted. It depends upon how the case is presented to the grand jury. There's a saying in the practice that a ham sandwich can be indicted. We won't be there. It'll simply be the district attorney's office presenting what they want to present to the grand jury. Many times the grand jury is savvy enough to ask certain questions, and there will be a no bill. I'm not sure about this case. Seeing how the videos have been shown in court, certain videos shown, certain angles shown, I'm not sure that there'll be a well-balanced presentation to the grand jury to give them the full depth of the information that's available. I don't think they're going to get that. I think they're going to get just enough to move them emotionally to indict her. And so we look forward to holding the people to their proof.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.